Track 10, Goal Setting. In the last track, we discussed ways to assess the batter's potential for change. Now, let's talk more specifically about facilitating those changes by encouraging goal setting. As you know, and as we discussed on an earlier track, clients often deny even having the problems that cause them to be court-ordered into the group. This denial, tied with the general view that clients must admit to having problems in order to change, creates a challenging therapy situation for me. Are you ready for a possibly controversial idea? I've found that admitting to problems is not always a necessity when it comes to changing behavior. In fact, I find that continuously pressuring clients to take responsibility for their past behaviors results in a group setting that focuses on blame and time-consuming descriptions of those past behaviors. As you know, this can become discouraging and distracting for the group. I find focusing on goal setting for the future rather than focusing on admitting past problems to be more productive. Sean, 29, had thrown his wife Megan against the wall, punched her in the arm, and thrown dishes at her in the kitchen. Sean, like many clients, firmly resisted taking responsibility for his behavior. However, he did not so strongly deny that aspects of his life could generally be better. As a result, when invited to do so, Sean was willing to assume responsibility for making improvements, for instance, in the amount of time he spent with Megan and their children. Think for a moment about a client you're currently treating. Does your avoidance of judgment and statements of blame allow your client to move forward? Does your avoidance of judgment and statements of blame allow your client to move toward a solution? I found that for clients like Sean, four catalysts for finding the motivation to set goals are: 1. Being invited to play an active role in determining the direction and focus of the therapy process. 2. Being respected as knowledgeable about their lives and what they need to accomplish. 3. Being in charge of determining their own goals within the defined parameters. And 4. Being held accountable for current and future behaviors as opposed to past behavior. Sean began to see therapy as more relevant and valuable when the focus was on what he believed would be helpful and what he wanted to achieve. Sean stated, "I knew I had problems when I came to you, and having to replay them would have only made things harder." I found it's much easier for a court-ordered client like Sean to say, "I had a problem when I first came here," than to say, "I have a problem." Think about a client you're currently treating. Do you feel he might find it easier and more productive to focus on what he can accomplish, what he can do in the future, as opposed to focusing on his failures, what he did in the past? I found that goal setting allowed Sean to begin exploring possible solutions safely while allowing me to hold him accountable for doing something different in his life. Accountability expands to creating a plan for change, creating change, and reporting on the impact that results from behavioral change. Have you found, like I have, that clients most often seize the opportunity to do something they really believe will be of value to them and to the people they care about? How do you go about presenting goal setting to your clients? I presented goal setting to Sean and the group in the first session. The way I present goal setting is relatively straightforward. I stated, "I want you to create a goal for yourself that will be useful to you in improving your life." I tell them that the goal should be one that is interpersonal or related to relationships. I tell the group, "When you work on the goal, another person will be able to notice the changes you've made and could potentially be affected by the change in how you behave." When I stated this, Sean seemed uneasy, so I gave him another way to think about this goal setting. I told Sean that if we were to watch a videotape of him working on his goal, he should be able to point out the things he was doing differently. I told Sean, "You might also possibly be able to note how these changes affected the other people on the tape." Your goal needs to involve different behaviors that you have not generally done before. I reminded the group that they'd be expected to report on their progress at every meeting, so it was important that their goals be behaviors they could do at least a few times a week. Finally, I told Sean and the group that it's important for everyone to have an approved goal by the end of the third group session. An approved goal is one that meets the criteria of being useful, related to relationships, and involving a behavior that can be done a few times a week. Do you have clients who, like Sean, might benefit from the videotape explanation of goal setting? Once you've explained goal setting to your group, how do you begin discussion of potential goals? Once I've explained goal setting, I simply ask, "Does someone have an idea for a possible goal?" I find it particularly important to be patient and wait for a response from the group. I feel that my filling any silences would show that I'm not confident in the group's abilities to begin setting their own goals. I found that when I wait, the vacuum is eventually filled by a client's ideas. I found that a good analogy for the process of helping a client develop a goal is helping someone make a plan for a trip. Once Sean had a general idea, which was to communicate better, I pressed him to describe as many details of the goal as possible, including what specifically he would do, when he would do it, who would be present, how he would get started, and how many times he might do a behavior before the next session. Eventually, then, Sean was able to communicate that his goal was not simply to communicate better, but to sit down for a few minutes in the evenings and talk to Megan about his day, especially the things about his day that were bothering him. In general, I want my clients to feel as if they have already accomplished the goal in their thoughts prior to leaving the session. As you know, for many clients, effective goal setting is not achieved as quickly as it was for Sean. In the next track, we'll discuss how to deal with these goals when they're too broad, too vague, and clients who are stuck in creating a goal. Question 10. What are four catalysts for a client's motivation to set goals?